Over the weekend, some 20,000 people turned out to witness a remarkable flight in the skies over Middlesboro, Kentucky. They came to see a World War II-era fighter plane roar down the runway and take to the air for the first time in more than half a century. There are hundreds of restored warplanes around, but this one, Glacier Girl, is part of an incredible story. Joining us now is Roy Schaffner, who organized the effort to get Glacier Girl flying again. Mr. Schaffner, now this plane, a P-38, World War II vintage P-38 fighter, didn't come from a museum or from a scrapyard. Its story's a little more involved than that. Tell us where you found it.
All right. I found the aircraft in Greenland after all 8 military aircraft that were in a flight were abandoned there, and they remained on the ice cap for 50 years.
Right. So they sat on the this plane sat on the ice cap for 50 years.
And during that time, it snowed 268 feet that covered them up.
Mm-hmm. So you went back in there to get one of these planes out. How did you manage to get through 268 feet of snow and ice and rescue these planes?
Well, we manufactured a device called the Gopher that meant go for it. And it was about like a coffee cup with copper tubing around it that we put hot water in the tubing, and when we sat it on the snow, it melted it, and it just made a clear tunnel 42 inches in diameter, and it sank itself down until we let it hit the airplane.
And what did the airplane look like when you got to it?
It looked like you ran over it with a bulldozer and you didn't do a good job. So you turned around and ran over it again.
Well, I can imagine you might have just seen it and decided to walk away. It doesn't sound like it was much shape for restoration.
The problem was we only had about 10 feet of the aircraft visible. The rest of it was encrusted in solid ice. So it was hard to make the decision, but it appeared that if we did get it apart, we had all the pieces, and we could repair them and put it back together.
And you hauled it all back to Middlesboro, Kentucky?
Yes, sir. It took us 14 weeks to get it up and transport it back across the ocean and back to Kentucky.
And what did you do? How did you restore it?
We just put it out on the floor and picked up one piece at a time and picked out a mechanical drawing to compare it to and repaired it, and we're 80% original, except for the skin on the outside of the aircraft, but all the other parts were intact, and we just repaired them and made new ones if necessary.
Now, Mr. Schaffner, I hope you don't mind me asking, but how much money did you spend on this?
Well, more than I'll ever get back from the sale of it.
I've seen reports that it's upwards of $3 million.
Well, you're not too far wrong, but anyway, that wasn't my objective. I said to my project manager when I saw it lying on the floor, and a lady walked by and shook her head in a negative fashion and said, "It looks like a pile of junk to me." That lit a fire under my rear end, and I told my project manager, "Now I want the best one in the world. I don't know what it'll cost or how long." And on October the 26th, we had the one and only, the oldest one, and the best one in the world.
Hmm. Well, thanks very much, Mr. Schaffner.
Thank you, and I enjoyed it.
Roy Schaffner is a businessman from Middlesboro, Kentucky, who organized an effort to get Glacier Girl, a World War II vintage P-38, out of the ice of Greenland.